This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Advent Wednesday. First posted December 5th, 07. Romans 15:4-13. The root of Jesse. Romans paraphrase. The Bible, the record of God's dealing with Israel, was written down for our instruction, so that by the faithfulness of God and His unfailing promises we might be encouraged and strengthened for endurance with hope. Paul prayed that the Romans and all Christians would live in harmony with one another, in accord with the teachings of Jesus Christ, that together we may with one voice glorify God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 15:6. So we should show the same hospitality to one another which God has shown us. Christ came as a servant to the Jews to demonstrate the truthfulness of God's word and the promises made to the Jewish patriarchs, which it contains, and so that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy, for their inclusion in salvation. Paul quoted Psalm 18:49, Deuteronomy 32:43, Psalm 117:1, and Isaiah 11:10 to show that the Gentiles share in the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of the root of Jesse, father of David, the great shepherd king of Israel, who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles hope, Isaiah 11:10. Paul's prayer is that all believers may experience the joy and peace which comes through faith, obedient trust, and may have hope and encouragement through the power of the Holy Spirit. Commentary. Jesus is the fulfillment of the promises of God's word of a Savior through whom we would receive forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's word, and salvation from God's eternal condemnation. Jesus is the completion of the old covenant of law and the beginning of a new and better covenant of grace, unmerited favor, through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's only provision for our salvation, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Jesus didn't end God's law but came to make it possible for us to fulfill it, not from fear of punishment, but by love, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 5:17-19. Through the Holy Spirit we have the power to resist Satan and temptation, and complete forgiveness when we fall short. Jesus came through the Jews in fulfillment of God's promises to the patriarchs, but came to bring salvation from God's eternal judgment and condemnation. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar top right, to all people. In Jesus Christ He created a new Israel, a new people of God from Jews and Gentiles who believe in, trust and obey, Jesus, Galatians 3:28, Colossians 3:11. All people, Jew and Gentile, must come to God through faith in Jesus Christ, John 14:6. God has shown no partiality. Anyone who comes to Him through true biblical faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ is acceptable to Him, and so we should also welcome one another in the name of Jesus. The church is the new Israel. Judaism effectively ended at the crucifixion. The curtain, veil, of the temple was torn in two, symbolizing that Jesus had opened a new and better way into God's presence, Luke 23:45, through Jesus. Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans. The people were scattered, and the nation ceased to exist, until re-established after World War II. The temple has never been rebuilt. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was a born again, John 3:3-5-8, Acts 9:17, Christian disciple, making born again disciples of the Roman Christians, teaching them from the Bible to trust and obey Jesus' teachings and to seek the infilling of the Holy Spirit, in fulfillment of Christ's great commission which He gave to His disciples, Matthew 28:19-20, to be carried out after they had received the infilling with the Holy Spirit, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5-8. Christians are disciples of Jesus Christ who trust and obey Jesus and had received the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, to Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Bible has been written for our instruction to give us hope and encouragement through the promises of God that it contains and the record of God's steadfast love and faithfulness. We need to read the Bible completely and also daily so that we can know and claim the promises of God and receive hope and encouragement from them. The nominal church is fragmented today, and is speaking in anything but one voice. The true church is the Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church. It is the work of Satan to divide the church and create counterfeit churches. There are many false teachers and false prophets today. We must be personally responsible to read the Bible and know what it contains, so that we are not deceived. Galatians 1:6-9, to Timothy 4:3-4. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.